Let's get to today's jobs report from the Labor Department, which fell far short of expectations. The U.S. economy added just 126,000 new jobs in March, about half the amount economists were predicting, giving us the weakest monthly report from the Labor Department since December 2013, although the unemployment rate did hold steady at 5.5%. NPR economics correspondent John Idstey is with us from Washington with the details. Hi, John.
Hi, Jeremy.
And we had been on a pretty strong hiring streak for at least a year. What happened? Is this a blip or is there more to it?
Well, you know, I think, as you said, we've been on a roll for the last year or so, more than 200,000 jobs a month, which is really unusual. You have to go back 20 years to match that streak. So I think we were due for a bit of a clunker, and we really got one. That said, it's just one data point, so not necessarily a trend. You know, job growth may be just getting in line with other parts of the economy. There are a lot of signs the economy has been slower. Economic data from the beginning of the year showed weakness in durable goods, weakness in exports. Home sales haven't been great. Lots of other areas as well. A number of reasons for that weakness, of course. Bad weather across much of the country in recent months. You know all about that in Boston.
We certainly do.
And we saw construction, which is related to weather, of course. It lost 1,000 jobs in March. Retail job sector was weaker. You know, the West Coast port strike also hurt growth. That's over now, so that's good. But the strong dollar has hurt the economy a bit, hit manufacturing, which also lost workers in March, and hurt trade. And then there's weakness in the energy sector. So there's a lot of reason for the job growth to slow a bit.
Well, I want to ask you about that, although you bring up the weather. I just saw a great tweet this morning from somebody who watches this kind of stuff as a financial analyst, Josh Brown, who tweeted, "Remember, if the jobs report is strong, the bears are wrong. But if less jobs were created, it's weather related," because that's always what gets blamed.
But that's right.
What about oil prices, which have been low? And I saw that there were some significant losses in the mining sector in this report.
Right, 11,000 jobs down in the mining sector, and that's 30,000 jobs for the year. The rig count continues to drop as oil prices drop. Drillers are drilling less, and, you know, each rig is indirectly or directly responsible for about 120 jobs or so. So when you take down about 800 rigs across the nation, that hits the job market. Now, that's the first stage of the economic impact from oil, and it's negative from this big bust in oil and the drop in oil prices. The second stage is when consumers realize they got a lot of money in their pockets because they're not spending it on gasoline. So what do they do with it? Spend it, save it, pay down debt. I think most economists think most of it will be spent. But there are some signs that people are saving more, paying down debt more. That's, spending is good for the short-term economy. Saving and paying down debt may be better for the long-term.
And by the way, wages were up in this, right? And this is something people have been watching very closely. Paychecks up about 0.3%.
Yeah, you know, I don't think you can make too much of that. It's 1 month, and this number has moved up and down a good bit in recent months. Wage growth is still only half the pace of its normal level. If the economy returns to another 200,000 jobs a month, it should put upward pressure on wages. But we've also got a global glut of labor, and that's putting downward pressure on wages. In any case, this number is one of the things that the Fed is watching most closely as it decides when to raise rates.
Well, and after the last few jobs reports, which have been pretty good, we've been hearing people saying, oh, the Fed should raise rates sooner. They don't want to let the economy overheat. With this one, does it change any of the thinking at the Fed, do you think?
You know, I think this suggests the labor market isn't as robust as the recent data had suggested, and that Fed policymakers will probably hold off for a while. There were already questions about whether the Fed would raise rates in June, and Fed Chair Janet Yellen did say it would be on the table in June, but policymakers already seem to be thinking that it might be too soon. Inflation's way below their 2% level that they think is optimal for economic growth. So I think most economists now think the Fed will not raise rates in June and at least put it off until September in hopes of keeping rates low enough to boost job growth, push up wages, and move that inflation number higher.
NPR economics correspondent John Idstey with the latest on the jobs report. John, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Jeremy.